people ask me, what's your favorite story? I don't know. I don't know what my favorite story would be. I mean, there's so many. The campaign of Harold Washington, the election of Harold Washington, the death of Harold Washington, the campaign of Jane Byrne, Jane Byrne's defeat, Richard Daley's victory. I mean, the city council meeting when they picked Gene Sawyer. There's so many. I wouldn't know where to start to try to single out one event. But it's been a great career.
That is Dick Kay, the former, the late reporter for NBC5. Dick Kay died this morning in his sleep at the age of 84. His family says of natural causes. He was quite a character in Chicago politics. We'll catch up with David Stewart, a former anchor here at WGN Radio, coming up a little less than an hour from now as we remember Doogie, Dick Kay, and the legacy he leaves behind. Dr. Kevin Most is on a phone line now from Central DuPage Hospital. He joins us now to talk about what's going on. And Dr. Most, it's nice to talk to you again. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Steve. Always good talking to you.
What a day, right? I mean, this isn't like VE Day or something like that, but this could be a day that we remember for a long time.
I really think we will. And, you know, it's a day we've all been waiting for. And I think everybody needs to know that, you know, Joe Biden or the CDC didn't rush to this, that we've been waiting for this data from these studies. And then when this data came out, it really showed us exactly the actions we can take, which is what the recommendations were today.
Variety is reporting this afternoon that Lollapalooza will be held in the city in late July and early August. Are you surprised by that?
No, I'm really not. You know, I think that you might have to show proof of vaccination. It'll be interesting to see how they handle that. But I think now what you see, what the CDC is saying is those that are fully vaccinated, two things. One, you're super protected, better protected than we saw on the initial studies. And probably the most important thing is that what the study we were waiting for was showing that you're effective against asymptomatic COVID infections. So we're not concerned about people who have been vaccinated being carriers, which is why we've been wearing masks even after being fully vaccinated.
Well, that's what one of the texters wanted to know. So the idea that if you've been vaccinated, you could still spread COVID-19 may be a possibility, but greatly diminished?
Correct. You know, when they first came out with the vaccine, they didn't do that portion of the study for a couple of reasons, mainly because they didn't have time. They really needed to show that it was effective. But now that we've had time, you know, the Israeli study that just came out showed an 86, almost 90% effective rate against asymptomatic COVID infections in those who have been fully vaccinated. Now, that may sound like a bunch of words, but essentially what it says is that you, as an individual who's been fully vaccinated, won't carry an asymptomatic infection, so you won't be able to spread it, which is exactly what we've been waiting for.
Yeah, that's great news. Okay, for those of us who didn't hear it or who don't speak CDCese, you tell me what the CDC said today about mask requirements for the fully vaccinated.
Yeah, so they said fully vaccinated people do not need to wear a mask or physically distance. That's another thing that's very important. During outdoor or indoor activities with large or small small groups, with the caveats of those who have a weak immune system, organ transplant, leukemia patients, certainly those need to be. And then they're still looking at the transportation industry and figuring out how they're going to do that. And they're still saying that riding in a bus, riding on an airplane, being in an airport, everyone should still be fully masked.
And if you have a weakened immune system and need to continue to wear a mask for your own safety, you shouldn't worry about the vaccinated who aren't wearing a mask near you, correct?
Correct. That's the big thing right now. Those people who have those weakened immune systems, we're still trying to protect you from the 2% or 3% of people that are still out there that have COVID. So, you know, a lot of people had weakened immune system pre-COVID. You would see someone wearing a mask and you would always wonder what's going on. Well, many of them were protecting themselves from influenza or other colds or bacterial infections because they had received chemotherapy or because they had a weakened immune system.
So if I work in an office building or I go shopping in a grocery store or I go to a restaurant or even a tavern and I'm fully vaccinated, I can pretty much do whatever I want.
As of today, that's what the CDC is saying. Now, it'll be interesting to see what the local municipalities and what the local governments say, because they still will trump CDC. CDC is putting out a recommended guidelines, but it really is going to be up to the government to make a decision as to what. But you saw President Biden today, you know, for the first time walking outside without a mask. That's sending quite a strong message.
Right. Here. We've heard from the governor today. We've heard from the mayor's office that they fully support the CDC guidelines. So that means, you know, if in the workplace or anywhere else, if you're vaccinated, it's a great freedom. It's unbelievable. It came. Well, I want to get to that quickly, but we have a text who came in too and said, no masks. Children still aren't vaccinated. We should be worrying about them. I'll play the part of the doctor here, Dr. Most.
Again, I think you can hit this one.
what they've decided or what they've said, the CDC, is that if you've been vaccinated, you're not going to pass it on to the 13-year-old. So that shouldn't be a concern. If you're unvaccinated, then you should wear a mask because you could pass it to the 13-year-old. But if you're vaccinated, you're just not a risk to those kids. How'd I do?
You did really good. The one thing you forgot is that if you're fully vaccinated, you are also protected yourself, 95% to 97%. Both sides of the fence there.
Doc, I didn't forget it. I just left it for you.
Okay.
So, again, you know, I am a little giddy. I will tell you this. I was referencing TV anchors who were a little teary when this announcement came, because you've been watching the numbers, but I still expected us to phase out these mask requirements, not just drop them almost instantly. And not there are exceptions, very few exceptions. But did this come more quickly than you were expecting?
I was expecting mid-June, because I think that's when the two U.S. studies are going to be fully vetted. I think they got these results of the Israeli studies, and they've also now looked at how protective this vaccine is. We have to remember, when those studies were done on 30,000 people, and we're quoting rates of 94%, 95%, we are now quoting rates closer to 97%, 98%. Maybe even higher than that, because now we've looked at hundreds of millions of people who have been vaccinated. So kind of surprised about the timing. I thought it would be closer to the middle of June, but, you know, pleasantly surprised that the studies are coming out and showing exactly what we hoped they would.
Okay, now for the downer side of it, and, you know, this happened almost right away. People started saying, well, if you haven't been vaccinated, you're going to just pretend that you were because you're probably an anti-vaxxer or conspiracy theorist that you didn't believe in this in the first place, and you're just going to act like you've been vaccinated. I suppose that's true, but they're hurting them, they're potentially putting themselves at risk, not me, right?
Correct, 100%. So individuals who haven't been vaccinated and say, you know what, oh, good, now I don't have to wear a mask. I'm sorry, all you're doing is putting yourself at risk. Those of us who have been fully vaccinated are protected. So if you get COVID and you're walking down the street towards me, I'm not concerned. I know that my vaccine is going to protect me. You should be concerned that there are still people out there, and I hate to say it, but many people who are congregating together because their beliefs are the same, you're going to have a large group of people who may be unvaccinated.
So what do you make of the Yankees situation where Steve Scott, who used to be in Chicago, he's in New York now, said there's a seventh Yankee player who is tested positive. They all have been vaccinated.
Correct. So that they've all been vaccinated. And that's the interesting thing when you hear that result and then you hear the result that the Israeli study showed. Because essentially what they're saying is all seven of those did not have symptoms. They were going through the normal testing for Major League Baseball and were found to be positive. So it's interesting that the Israeli study is saying they're not shedding virus. They may still be positive, but they are not having asymptomatic spread of the virus after they've been vaccinated. So the Yankees and this small population, you might say, wait a second, this one's not making sense.
Right.
Because this small group who stays closely together certainly appears that they have spread it amongst themselves.
Dr. Kevin Most, Central DuPage Hospital, Northwestern Medicine. I've said it over and over, but you know how appreciative we are, and this is a good day to say it, for the past year and few months now. You guys and your colleagues have been so helpful to those of us with so many questions. You've given us the answers in a calm and very understandable way. We're not done talking, but I just want to say how grateful I am that you join us when you do.
Steve, you know, I appreciate you. You always well-educated, ask very good questions, and bring up the points appropriately. So, you know, I'm around anytime you need me.
I appreciate that. We'll talk again. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.